What do I hear?
This naked maniac,
merely known as
Satire,
a sickening, stiffened, charred mass that once was a man.
Now he is
that copyright criminal.
He brings
the gruesome, the unusual, the bizarre.
So sit back, Jack, and listen to this.
Sacrilege.
And lose your lunch.
It won't take long, and there'll still be plenty of time for the fish.
Wouldn't you like some nice, fresh fish?
I don't like it.
Take your rods and catch some fish.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's a practice that's been banned by mainstream Muslims.
And the plumbers, too.
It was not a pretty sight.
And so if we wanted to remember that blood comes after doctor, we would see
the genitalia of both men and women
being on the tip of the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
He don't want to get no blood splattered on him.
Well, I do.
Hold off bleeding for a second. We'll get you to the hospital in time. Okay.
And now, here's
mother's cunt.
Looks pretty fishy.
Gosh. Yes, it is.
Hey, I'll be right back. Don't bleed.
Oh, I won't.
Be careful. Don't spill any.
I have a knack for spilling.
And somebody spilled milk all over me.
Time to spill the beans on this
19-inch custom series color TV with remote control.
The president tried to repair some of the damage in an interview with Korean television, which aired here last night.
In Argentina, film crews capture the action.
As your president, I want
geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dickheads.
And the peritesticles.
In my mouth.
Every day, at least six times a day.
Sounds like too much work. I'd rather just go
to the medicate of hell!
Perfect for your family vacation and championship golf.
It's gay there.
Oh, man, I'm going home.
I'm going to take you on a trip to the circus.
I don't want any part of any of it.
What do you want? I want to become a scorpion.
It happened so fast.
Our Lord Jesus spoke about it when he said in Matthew 25:41,
"You scorpion woman!"
Anyways, apparently there's a few humans left on Earth that haven't been taken over by the aliens.
Is not an alien force already among us?
Oh, he calls it a penis.
I'll go get my family to look at it.
You know, you can look at it if you want.
Really? Thanks!
You can look at that too, Bear.
Oh, thanks.
Now, if you'd like to see more of my cock,
you can actually see it.
At a theater near you.
Not one, but two cocks.
Both! Are very important.
One of them was Johnson.
And the other was a
shotgun.
It's like having two cocks. If one of your cocks could kill someone.
Both must be taken over to church by 4:00.
So Timothy could see just how big they were.
I have bad news, sir.
What is it?
They have failed.
And here's some news.
A multinational corporation's laid off 2.5 million Americans, but they hired 2.9 million.
Space Nazis who are just trying to take over everything.
And I have news for you. You people who are always late for your appointments
will be involved in a serious accident.
Oh, goody. Well, it is good to feel that you're a normal, healthy girl.
So am I.
Well, I am not.
Someone's coming down the street now who seems to
have been clinically tested and shown to help you
stab a man in the town square of East Jerusalem.
Gee, that was fun.
Yes, it was, Dad.
But first,
you must know that you still have much to learn now.
We will now proceed to learn
how to detect
beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
The twilight world of the American hipster is an important American subculture with a language all its own.
Take this one, for instance.
Hump, lump, mump, bump, dump, gump.
That was another good lesson for me.
The problem was this.
He couldn't remember the alphabet.
All right, here we go then. We'll all sing it together.
A, B, C. G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N,
O. Oh, yeah.
I just like to pee!
All over his face.
Pubic hair should be distributed.
In your motherfucking face!
Well, I guess so.
When the hair is added to your funny face, the picture is completed.
And now,
take a look at these
testicles.
Oh, they're colossal! Stupendous!
You're going to have to learn how to hold two balls
in your mouth.
I can't do it!
Go home, you silly creature.
As soon as I get home, I'm gonna call you and tell you.
I just discovered something great.
What's that?
My vagina.
And it smells.
It smells like
a dead fish.
Massengill has a new vinegar and water disposable douche.
With choice red peppers.
Please, can I take it to my room and fuck it?
Yes, you can. With moderation.
If you really want to scare some of your friends,
we got the little hooker on tape.
I've recorded this tape especially for you.
I could go on and on, but you better get going before your mom wonders what you're doing.
That was definitely cool. Thanks.
Satire.
Now get moving.